Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Agent.
Once again, Aniston presents Easy Aces, radio's distinctive laugh novelty. Every day you hear more and more about a remarkable way to relieve the pains of headache, neuralgia, and neuritis. The name is Aniston, spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Thousands upon thousands of men and women discovered this way when given an envelope containing Aniston tablets by their own physician or dentist. Perhaps you yourself at some time have learned about Aniston tablets in this manner. If so, you know how amazingly quick it acts. Now, the reason is that Aniston is compounded like a prescription. That is, made up of a combination of medically proven and highly regarded active ingredients. And you know a doctor's prescription is like that. Usually contains not one ingredient, but several. It's this combination of ingredients that makes Aniston so quick-acting. When you have a pain from a headache, neuralgia, or neuritis, you want relief, and you want it fast. So for your own sake, don't you agree that Aniston is worth a try? Especially when it's sold on a money-back guarantee. For if the first few tablets don't give complete satisfaction, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. Ask for Aniston tonight at any drugstore. It comes in tins of 12 and 30 and bottles of 50 and 100 tablets. Well, Jane and her niece Betty, living apart from their husbands, needed money. So Jane tried that auction sale idea again, where once she sold her furniture for $400, then bought it back for $250, making $150 profit. But Mr. Ace stepped in this time, and it didn't work, as we can plainly see as we find Jane and Betty later that same afternoon pacing to and fro in the bungalow, stripped bare of furniture. Listen.
That was a great scheme you thought of, Aunt Jane.
Well, it worked the first time.
Sure, all we have to do is sell the furniture for $400 and go to the auction sale and buy it back for $250. And we'll have $150 profit. Oh, I knew it was no good.
Didn't it work the first time?
I don't know. I only have your word for it.
Well, it did. Did I know your uncle was going to be there making me bid more and more?
It was a good thing I called him back there. He and Carl bidding away till they got up to $399, and then they thought we'd say $400.
I sure let them have it. I stopped bidding when it got to $399. So, for being so smart and spoiling my plan, let him pay for the furniture. This time, I made $400 profit.
I don't see where you made any profit. You have no furniture.
Well, he's got to send it here. Where else could he send it?
Well, it's 5:30, and it hasn't come yet. If you ask me, he won't send it.
I didn't ask you.
Well, whether you ask me or not, he won't send it. They're trying their best to make us come crawling back to them on our hands and knees. Well, I, for one, won't.
I, for two, won't. Isn't it lonesome here? I sure miss the furniture. And it's so hollow, isn't it? Hello there! I can almost hear my echo.
Oh, stop listening to your echo, you and your scheme.
Oh, now listen, Betty. Did I think it wouldn't work? It worked the first time.
Well, what do we do now, mastermind?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is to find out where the... What do you mean, mastermind? Are you trying to be sarcastic?
No, I'm not trying to be.
Well, I should hope. Well, the first thing I'm going to... What do you mean you're not trying to be? You mean you are without trying?
Oh, stop quibbling.
I didn't quib. You said mastermind and I said...
Okay, Aunt Jane, then you're not a mastermind.
I
don't want to argue about it. We've got enough trouble. What are we going to do? At least I had a home here for a while, but now look at it.
Sure is lonesome, isn't it? Hello there! Listen to that echo.
I don't want to listen to echoes. I've been listening to echoes ever since I left Carl. I'm tired of being tossed around.
Now, Betty, is that a way to act? Don't you think I miss your Uncle Ace? Sure I do. Just as much as you miss Carl. But are we going to go crawling back to him on our hands and knees?
I don't know, Aunt Jane.
What? With stockings what they are today, I should say now. They'll come back to us. You'll see.
But what are we going to do till they come back? We can't live here without... about the furniture.
Yeah, it's awful around here now. Hello there.
Hello there. How are you?
Just fine. Oh, Marge, I didn't hear you come in.
Well, who are you shrieking hello at?
At the echo, Marge. Look.
Look at what?
At nothing. Don't you miss something around here?
Miss something? No, I don't think I do. Let me see. There's you and there's Betty.
Yeah, but something else. Sit down, Marge. Have a chair. Or sit on the couch. Now do you miss something?
Oh, sure. Now I do.
Well, finally.
There's no chair and there's no couch.
There's no anything.
Thanks to that marvelous scheme she thought of. Now we haven't even any furniture.
Yes, so I understand.
Do you mean to say they told you they were going to be at the auction sale bidding against us?
No, they didn't tell me a thing till after they'd done it.
Well, where's the furniture?
Well, that's where the trouble starts, Jane. They paid the $3.99 for it and left it there till further instructions.
Oh, and Jane.
Left it at the auction?
That's what they did.
But they can't do that.
Oh, and
it's
Jane.
Our furniture.
It was till they bought it.
Oh, and Jane.
Well, I'm going to get that furniture. Will you stop sitting around here saying, oh, Aunt Jane, if you sit here with that hangnail expression, I can't think of anything.
Well, what are we going
to
do?
Well, the first thing you have to do is stop sniffling. It's getting jerky sitting here listening to you. Now, keep your face up. Keep a stiff uppercut. I'll think of something. He can't get away with this. I can just see him sitting there at your apartment with Carl, grinning like a mauled cat. Well, the laugh's going to be on the other foot before I get through with him. And Carl, too. You just wait and see.
Oh, that was a great scheme you thought of, Uncle Ace. I've got to hand it to you. That was real genius. We'd bid them up to $3.99, then they'd have to say $400, and we'd let them have the furniture, and they'd be out of money again. Then they'd come begging us to come back to them. Yeah, that was a dandy, that was.
Just one more dollar. If they'd have bid just one more dollar, we'd have had them.
If. Now you think of the if. Before there were no ifs.
Well,
it was foolproof.
Oh.
And I fell for it. Well, I should have known it wouldn't have worked out. There's only one consolation I get out of it. It cost you $399.
Cost me? You don't think I'm not going to get that money back from Jane, do you? She sold it for $400. She still got the money.
I wouldn't be too sure of that either.
Well, what do you mean?
She's probably spending that money.
Spending it?
Sure, they have to live on something.
But that's the money I spent getting the furniture back.
Oh, no. That's the money Aunt Jane got when she sold the furniture, and it's hers to spend.
Oh, stop saying that. She's Carl, I'm going right over there.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
So you're the one that's going begging to be taken back. I thought this scheme would make them come to us.
I'm not begging for anything. I want that $400, and I'm going to get it. I better hurry over. Oh, why didn't I take my car when I left home?
Use mine. It's downstairs.
Oh, thanks, Carl. Where's my coat? Oh, here it is.
I think I'll go along.
Oh, no. Now, you stay right here.
But I can tell if Betty is tired of this separation.
I'm not going over there to make up. This is business. And I'm going to tend to it my own way. Where's the key to your car?
Here it is.
He spends a cent of that money, I'm
yes,
going...
Yes, you'll think of another scheme. I know all about it, Uncle Abe.
Are you sure he told them to keep the furniture till he tells them we can have it back, Marge?
Sure, I'm sure. He showed me the receipt he got for it. Nobody can get it without that receipt, if that's what you're thinking of doing, James.
Well, I'll get the receipt.
Oh, sure you will. Just ask him for it, I suppose.
I certainly will. I'll call him up this minute.
Mm.
Or better than that, I'll go right over there.
Oh, so you're giving in. You're going to crawl on your hands and knees.
I'm not crawling. I'm going over there and giving my peace of mind. If he thinks he can get away with... Where's my coat?
It won't do any good, Jane. You'll just have to admit they've got you where they want you, and that's that.
Oh, no, they haven't.
Oh, listen, why don't you four stop this wrangling and make up?
I wouldn't even think about it till they give us our furniture back. If they do that, and they promise to behave, then I might think about it, won't we, Betty?
Oh, Aunt Jane, I don't know what to do.
Oh, stop that sniffling. Why did you leave them in the first place, if that's the way you feel about them?
I wish I knew.
I'm going to use our car. Laura says there's some gasoline in the emergency tank, wherever that is. I'll find it. Oh, Betty, will you drive it out of the garage for me? I can't back up very good.
All right, Aunt Jane.
Oh, somebody will have to back Betty's car out of the driveway.
Oh, that's right. How am I going to drive out if your car's in the way?
Oh, well, we'll back mine down out of the driveway.
But there's no gas in it.
You don't need gas to back it out of the driveway.
Well, come on. I've got to go right away and get this off my tin. I'll show them.
Well, what happens with me?
You wait here, Marge. We'll be back with the receipt for the furniture.
Yes, I'll sleep on the receipt, I suppose.
Betty, I'll back your roadster down. You back our car out of the garage. Do you know about the emergency tank?
Yes, I know where it is. You know how to back my car down?
Oh, sure. You just go on and back our car out of the garage.
Just release the brake and back it slowly down.
I know how. Now, let me see. Be careful of the fenders when you come out of the garage, Betty.
I'll be careful.
what's the matter with this car.
Aunt Jane, there's no gas in that car. Just let it roll down to the street.
Oh, yes, down to the street. All right, let it roll down the street. Well, what am I doing in here then? I could just let it roll out down without being... Oh, I guess I'd better steer it.
Jane!
What is it, Marge?
Be careful backing down that driveway.
I'm careful. What's the matter with everybody? Betty, did you find the emergency tank?
Yes, don't worry about me. I'm all set. Hurry and back my car out.
I will. It won't move.
Jane.
Oh, what is it?
Take off the brake and let it roll slowly down.
Oh, the brake. Oh, yes. I see it now.
Yes, that's it, Jane. Now, very slowly down.
I'm going slow. Oh, wait, Betty. Don't come out yet.
Well, hurry, Aunt Jane.
Oh, one tells me slow and one tells me to hurry. Did you bend the fender getting it out?
No, it's all right. And there's enough gas to get you over there and back. Back my car out of the driveway so I can get out.
I'm going slowly. Is anybody in back of me?
No, nobody. Back it up.
Jane, be careful. Somebody's driving up the driveway.
What'd you say, Mom?
Be careful.
Hey there, watch out!
Oh.
Hey, who's that?
Here I come, Aunt Jane.
Oh, Jane, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, but who hit Benny's car back there?
What's going on here?
Goodness.
Dear, is that you?
Why don't you look where you're going?
Why don't you go where you're looking?
Betty, be careful. The car isn't out the
Careful.
Hey, Jane, put your brakes on. You're sliding back.
I'm what?
Jane, Betty, are you all right?
What happened? Let me out of here.
All the silly driving I ever did.
Oh, Jane, you're still sliding back.
I can't help it.
Get in and put on your brakes.
Oh, no, not me. Betty, be careful.
What did I get into here?
Who's that back there?
Uncle Abe.
But that car belongs to Carl. Is he hurt?
Carl isn't here. Oh, look at these people gathering.
Oh, here come the police. Dear, it's all your fault.
How did I know you were backing down here?
Well, how do we know that you were backing down?
Stop arguing. Can't you see the crowd gathering?
Hey, what's all this?
Oh, it's a policeman.
Now, you let me handle this, Jay. Now, you just keep out of it.
Who are the drivers of these cars?
Well, you see, officer,
You're driving this car?
Yes, sir, but it's not mine.
I was backing this car down.
Is this your car, lady?
No, this is hers. She was driving mine. He was driving her husband.
How's that again?
I was backing hers down. She was driving mine out, and he was driving her husband's in.
Trying to confuse the law. Okay. No. You come with me. All bunch of you. We'll see how funny this is when you tell it to the judge.
Hurry, Marge. We'll get a good seat in the wagon.
Well, that's going to require a lot of explanation in court, but it may serve to bring the two couples together again. On every side, people who for years have sought a fast-acting product to relieve the pains of headache and neuritis are learning about Anacin. And it's interesting to know that one reason Anacin works with such incredible speed is because Anacin itself is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it's not just one, but a combination of active and medically proven ingredients. If your own dentist or physician hasn't already given you an envelope containing Anacin tablets, we urge you to get Anacin tonight at your druggist. Keep it always on hand for the time you need it. A-N-A-C-I-N, Anacin, in tins of 12 and 30, and bottles of 50 and 100 tablets. Easy Aces will be back tomorrow night at this same time. When you go to your druggist, note how many different items he carries other than drugs. Look them over and buy whatever you can from him. You help him and yourself. This is Ford Bond, speaking for the makers of Anacin.